Hey everybody, it's your old pal, Sick Neutron. So, I've been seeing all the horror stories of people violating community standards on Facebook, but much like everybody else, I don't react to anything if it doesn't bother me, which is a horrible habit in and of itself that we should definitely work towards changing, because we're all in this crazy mess together. But I posted on my own page as a status update for myself, for anyone that follows me, to see and asking them if they could kindly rate and review this very podcast, to which the post was taken down for violating their community standards on spam. But who the hell's community standards are we actually violating? And this is something that I was actually notified about. Like, who knows about the inner workings of devious Facebook actually look like? A lot of people think, and I also thought, oh, they just want us to pay for the ads now, so we can, because that's how they make money. But now that I've been opening myself up to new viewpoints, I've been looking at humanity through a totally different lens, which has led me to the conclusion that it's not about money, it's all about control. I'm Sig Neutron, and this is Sig Neutron Sputron. For fuck's sake, America.
For fuck's sake, America. For fuck's sake.
So really stop and think about this for a second. It's really a system of control all wrapped up in a pretty package of capitalism. The sad truth is, we're living in a corporate reality. Our experience of what we see is tailored to what the algorithms allow us to see. And who programs those algorithms? Whose community standards are actually being violated? Well, who owns Facebook? Do you know? Because I don't know either. But something that large and important to humans is bound to attract devious people. So, in a sense, Facebook has become God and we just let it happen. At this point, it's not about the money. Once you have so much money, the numbers become irrelevant. You really think they need any more of our money? No, they've worked out this genius system where we are literally paying them to enslave us. We pay so that our content gets seen, and we trust the people that we're paying are actually showing our content, knowing full well that we have no way to monitor if they actually are showing our content or not. It's quite absurd when you start thinking about it. We've actually paid, like, Randy and I have actually paid for ads before, and all we got were these fakes, likes, and follows, and all of these strange people that would have no business actually liking whatever it is that we're about. And it was just a waste, man. And I hear total horror stories of other people that actually pay to get their content being seen. And if you believe Facebook doesn't create its own fake people, then you're being naive. We pay for an artificial engagement with the world. And yes, I know, Facebook is a free service, yada, 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 where I think one of my favorite memes I saw was the Rick and Morty one, where it's like, Facebook is free, and then it was the devil from that one shop, and it's like, well, let's just say you don't pay with money. No, I get all that, and yes, I still use the service, and I understand that, but the problem is it's getting out of hand, man. This is like some Orwellian shit. Like, we're so dependent on this big conglomerate entity that is already, it's bought Instagram, and there's no checks and balance here. The only way we can break free from corporate reality is when we create a new social media platform for humans and by humans. You know, I think that Facebook and Instagram, that not even too long ago, were actually, I was getting engagement, I was meeting, like, getting new fans and being exposed to all kinds of new communities, but recently it's just tanking. Like, I lose, like, at least 50 followers a day for some reason now. It's impossible for me to acquire any social media growth, and all of my artist friends, I hear the same thing. Like, and some people say, yes, they're tightening their spam standards and things because of Russian hackers and all this stuff, and that might be the case. So they say that us creative types are innocent bystanders. But there's got to be a better way. Now's the time for us to wake up. The internet is the greatest tool for control, but it's also the greatest tool for liberation. The problem is we've let the people at the top make the rules and we pay to play along. I want to team up with like free-thinking app developers and create a new platform, one with no bullshit algorithms, one that's like truly for people by people. If that sounds like something you want to be a part of and you have app development skills or somehow, you know, you want to be a part of it, I don't know. Email me at signeutron@gmail.com. I'm tired of saying that things are impossible and having the impossible mentality. So if what I'm saying interests you and you want to solve this problem with me, let's try to do it. You know what? I don't think it's impossible. I think someone needs to step up to the plate, and I would be more than happy to be a part of that. But we've become so complacent and so reliant on the major platforms that we've let them shape our reality. You know, the world may not be as shitty as we believe it to be. Okay, here's this. You know that Facebook landed in hot water a while back for carrying out social experiments on certain profiles? Yeah. They would only show negative posts to certain users, and then they monitored how that affected that user's post. Like, they were looking to see if only seeing negativity would break this person into posting negative posts. Like, this truly fucking happened. And did you hear about it? Probably not, because it was buried by the corporate reality. The same thing that's supposed to keep it in check is actually the thing that is protecting itself. It's the fucking Skeksis, and we're the Gelflings. I'm telling you, there's so much symbolism in the Dark Crystal. I've got to do a whole episode on it, but we are protecting our enslavers. But yeah, now we found, like, this article came out, we threw a tantrum, but then we calmed down and went right back to sucking mommy Facebook's teat. Forgetting all about how heinous the implications of that are. Like, they're actually shaping, like, performing social experiments with social media. Is that surprising to anybody? But I need to bring this up because I think a lot of people don't even really think about this. They're just like, it's they live, man. To fucking put on the sunglasses and really start to think about it. I'm not trying to be some conspiracist kook or anything, but I'm just trying to get you guys to look at things in a different way. Really think about it, because maybe you haven't thought about it before. And maybe I'm opening up some kind of new perspective for you. That's my goal. I'm not trying to be a kook or, you know, I don't know. Just want to get people thinking like I always have. And do you think that they like truly believe that after they got a little slap on the wrist, they stopped doing weird experiments like that? Fuck no. Like, you can't even access a human when trying to open up an issue with Facebook. They've completely safeguarded themselves from being outed. They've gotten us hooked to the drug while they live in the lavish castle and throw us scraps over the fence. But we all believe the scraps magically fall from the sky and we're blessed to have them, so we continue to ignore the possibilities that there's actually more. When you believe you have all the answers, you stop looking for the truth. The ruling class throughout history has known this, so they have to keep us complacent. They give us just enough, and then they hoard the rest. And if you don't, this is not a conspiracy theorist, like, just look at where the wealth of the world lies. There's an insane amount of people at the 1%. It's been a talking point that just kind of gets thrown around, but, like, really think about it. Most of the world's wealth is owned by, like, just a few fucking people. But what are they doing with it? They're fucking dragging. They're just sitting on it. They're just sitting on it, and it's not doing anything. At a certain point, they don't need that much. We could seriously solve the world's problems overnight if the right people in charge would actually spend the money where it needs to be spent. This is insane that we actually live in this fucking reality where there are so many people at the top that have just cut off the flow of resources. This has got to change, guys. This is the problem. It's not Democrats or Republicans. It's the people at the top hiding in the shadows. It's the fucking Skeksis that are behind everything, and we're the Gelflings just protecting them because we think that they're protecting us. Oof. You know, for change to truly happen, we can't have a figurehead for a revolution. You're all mirrors, and if you agree with what I'm saying, you have to reflect it. You have to be vocal. You have to break out of the patterns. You got to break out of the monotony. I'm just the catalyst that inspires you. If we all reflect the light of truth, we become a blinding brilliance that illuminates our reality. One mirror can be broken, but a sea of mirrors becomes an unstoppable ocean. When we all reflect the truth, no one knows which mirror to break to quell the light because every mirror feeds off one another. So hear my words and realize that you are capable of doing the same thing as me. There's nothing that makes me special. I'm just passionate and I just pay attention. You have all of the capabilities that I do. We have to stop letting others speak for us and expecting them to change the world for us. Humanity's true power lies in its collective beliefs, and those in power know this, so they distract and divide. All throughout history, that's why there's wars, that's the military-industrial complex. These aren't conspiracy theories, like, if you start paying attention, it's just flat out, right out in the open. Do anybody that you know actually want to have a war? Think about all the people in your circle. Are they like, yeah, let's fucking have some war? You know, wherever you're at throughout the world. No, it's just this weird, like, people in power that are causing these wars. But the common person doesn't want war. But war is how to distract people and divide people. And again, maybe things aren't even as bad as they think, but it's fear. Fear is the tactic. So they make us scared. They make us think that shit is in the can right now. And then we freak out. And then this is the only... Social media is the only access we have to the outside world. So if that's the only window we can look through, then of course we're going to think that that's how the world is. But stop and think that, remember, you also live a life that is not on social media. Look around your community. Look around the people that you interact with in every day. What's life like for you? Really remember that. Don't let the social media paint this fucking picture of shit's in the can. Yeah, there's a lot of shitty things. And yes, we absolutely do need to make some changes. But don't get scared and don't get, like, hopeless. Everybody is so hopeless right now because everything seems so fucked up. But really, it's not. We're just being shown a vision of the world that's fucked up, and so it makes us feel powerless. But this whole time, the power lies with us. The people in power, they try to convince us that, you know, the church did this. They tried to convince us we were born fucked up sinners into a world where we must grovel on our knees and try to make amends if we are truly to be saved. We have to spend our whole lives punishing ourselves because we were just born in sin. What a perfect way to keep people living in a masochistic reality. The greatest trick the church ever pulled off is to convince us that we are unworthy, when in all actuality, we are the ones who get to decide that all along. They've taken the power away, they've set the rules, and we just play along with them. But really, we make the rules, but we're just playing by theirs this whole time. These ideas aren't new. There's been speakers and visionaries and activists throughout history that say these things. We just have to come to the collective realization that they're true. Yeah, shit's fucked up. Why is it so fucked up? Because we're letting it be fucked up. And now that religion is falling out of favor, they have to divide us in other ways, which is social media. Exactly like getting us to pay to promote our own content through them with no third-party mediator. And they show us what they want us to see, knowing we have no way to see the full scope of the real world. It's time that we work together to see the full picture of our reality. It's time for us to think that change isn't impossible, it's possible. To see the truth, you have to wake up. Facebook fucked up and showed its hand. Recently, it's just, everybody's getting banned for all kinds of dumb shit. And you think that, how else are they tailoring our reality if it's that insane and they're being that blatant about it? They're being that blatant about it because they're too big to fail. But why are they too big to fail? Because we're letting them be too big to fucking fail. We're what makes them big. You're finally seeing, you're getting a little peek at how crazy edited Facebook is, and by violating its corporate community standards. Fuck, any community I know is not, like, blah, it's getting me jazzed and getting a little heated. But, you know, also, hey, don't forget that Facebook owns fucking Instagram too. So for those of you may not have known that. Yes, Facebook bought Instagram. Why does Instagram suck? Because it's owned by Facebook. And you know what happens when things have a monopoly on things? That's really bad for us because there's no one to challenge the system in place. We really have to start branching out and working on some kind of grassroots communities or social medias or something. We have to unhook ourselves from this fucking matrix that they have us in. And if you're hearing my words and this is like lighting a fire in you, then you know what I'm saying is right. And then what can you do? What can you do in your own community to start people coming back to have genuine, true human interactions again? Because that's key here. We're so wrapped up in thinking that the corporate reality is our own, but really we have forgotten that we can genuinely interact with humans. This is really important for us to change the world and put it back on a path that doesn't lead to our destruction, guys. Like, I'm not trying to be doom and gloom here, but I am saying that we truly need to really start thinking about the choices that we make and how they impact the world. So hear my message and reflect it in your own words so that those people in your life and your little communities will hear you and begin to reflect your message. Together we'll be a brilliant rainbow display of cosmic truth that is truly unstoppable. I have so many creative artist friends trying to live their own truth and make a living creating their own art. But why is it that we are the ones affected so hard by this social media editing? Well, why do you think throughout history freethinkers have been persecuted as heretics? The only thing that has changed are the terms. History has never wanted artists to truly inspire, because when humans are inspired, the fire of their true potential awakens. I do what I do not so people can look at what I've done and see accomplishments. No, I do what I do so people can look at my work and see possibilities, so they can see the potential of what they too are capable of. I want to be the fire that burns down your self-imposed mental prisons. I want to be the spark that ignites your own passion, your own potential. I want to make the most of this life, and I want to inspire you to do the same as we live by the only truth we know, our own. And believe me when I say this, this existence is big enough for us all to live our own truths together. So let your inner fire burn. Let it flow out of you and join the inferno of true collective human potential. And together, we truly can bring about change. I'm Sig Neutron. If you enjoyed this episode, catch me out on the socials that I just spent a whole bunch of time rambling about. But, gotta use it until we got something better, right? So I'm on Twitter and Instagram at Sig Neutron. I'm on Twitch, twitch.tv/SigNeutron. And I'm on YouTube, youtube.com/BizarroAgogo, AUGOGO. Please, if you dig what I do and you agree with what I say, or just a fan of what I do, please, if you could take the time to rate and review this podcast on Apple iTunes, that's truly just a single rate and review bumps my stats so much. So please, it's so important, and I don't want to beg, and I don't ask for a lot, but if you are enjoying this and I bring some kind of joy or inspiration to your life, I ask that you please return the favor and help me help you, and help, because together we all win. And I truly believe in my message and the things that I'm trying to do. And again, I'm fighting an uphill battle with these social media algorithms. So I need your guys' support. So share this podcast, share it with somebody, rate and review it. These are all things you can do without spending any money. So thanks so much, everybody. And, you know, I'm positive about the future. And I know that we can bring about real change. But we just really have to start being honest with ourselves and do a lot of self-reflecting and think about who we are and who we want to be. Remember, stay weird, stay open-minded. And if you're not looking, you're not going to find it. This is Sig Neutron, pushing the red square.
For fuck's sake, America!